Last time we started talking about the sugya of Eidachad Neman Bisurin. And the Gemara in Chulin on Daf Yud Amud Beis says that Eidachad Neman Bisurin by Shechita. And Rashi writes over there in Chulin, says the Mokar is from a Pasuk. V'shochad is ben Abokar. That the fact that the Torah trusts a Zar to Shecht on behalf of the Kohanim, and the Kohanim are going to be able to eat from his Shechita, that shows you that Eidachad Neman Bisurin. Rashi in Gittin says something similar. He doesn't actually quote the pasuk, but he mentions a svara. Haminaso Torah lechalechad ve'echad al afrashas truma v'yal ashchita v'yal nikra agid v'hachelev. That the fact that the Torah trusts individuals about shchita and about truma and about other things, that shows that eidachad neman bisurin. And Tosis is troubled with the Rashi. He says, I don't understand how Rashi can bring a raya from afrashas truma and from shchita. The reality is that the reason why he's neman in that case is because it's biyadol l'saken. In fact, this is not the regular case of Eidach HaNeman Bisurin, because there it's a Schazak Yisura. There's a Cheskas Yisura, a Cheskas Tevel, a Cheskas Eve Menachai, a Cheskas Eina Zvucha, whatever the Yisur is by Behema, but there's a Cheskas Yisura. And the reason why the Erechad is Neman is because it's Biyadol HaSakin. So what's the Mayin in Shemitah Eitzel Har Sinai? What does that have to do with the regular din of Eidach HaNeman Bisurin? The Tosfos offers a different approach. But we suggested last time that perhaps the answer for Rashi is that he understands that biyado really just is misalek the cheskas iser, so it remains a regular din of eidach hanam bisur and shelo keneged a chazaka. Rashi is not denying the fact that afreshes truma and shchita are cases of biyado, but how does he understand biyado? He doesn't understand biyado as being a separate nemanas, but rather it's simply megareh the cheskas iser. Once you megareh the cheskas iser, it's like eidach hanam bisur and hechad lois chazak iser. So that's why he thought that you could bring a raya that Eidach HaNeman Bisurin, even not against the Cheskas Yisur, from Afreshes Truma and Shechita, because Al Pidin, those cases are really the same. With the Biyado, it's really the same as Eidach HaNeman Bisurin without his Chazak Yisur. It's interesting that Tosfos asks on Rashi only from Afreshes Truma and from Shechita. He doesn't ask from Nikra Agid and Chalev. Rashi quotes four different sources, so to speak, but Tosfos only asks on the first two, on Afreshes Truma and Shechita. Why doesn't he ask from Nikra Agid v'Achelev? L'chora, those also are cases of biyado, right? Tosis should say, I don't understand why Rashi brings four rayas and four different cases. It's a schazik yisur in all the cases, and the reason why the erechad is neman in all four cases is because of biyado. He picks on afreshes truma and shchita. Why does he pick on afreshes truma and shchita? L'chora, Nikra Agid v'Achelev are also biyado, and that's really what the Ritva in Gittin writes. The Ritva says, "V'ika shalach v'heich amina besamach deirechad eno neman bisurin elheichad lo eschazik yisura pareshchita deirechad neman ukedefrishes v'eschazik yisura debehem v'chayeh becheskas yisur amedes." He says, "V'yeshlama d'shayni shchita v'nikra abosu shebiyadu l'sakein v'chol shebiyadu l'sakein afagav d'eschazik yisura." Eidachad Neman. The Ritva says that Shechita is different. Don't ask me a kasha from Shechita that it's Eschazik Yisura. No, the reality is it's Biyadom. But notice, the Ritva throws in Nikar Abasa. Shaini Shechita v'Nikar Abasa shebiyado l'sakin. Not only is Shechita biyado l'sakin, but Nikar Abasa also biyado l'sakin. And Lechara, that's the Pashtus. Right? The Basar has Gid on it. It has different Gidim. Gidim that are kosher, and the Gid Anoshe is treif. It's non-kosher. The chaylev, this chaylev and shuman, there are kosher fats and non-kosher fats. So lechara, the reason why the eirechad is neman about chaylev is because biyadol asakin. It's a schazik yisur when the bus has the chaylev there, and then when you take the chaylev off, then the bus is mutter. What's the difference between that and afreshes truma and shchita? Why does Tosfos not ask on Rashi from nikra agid v'achaylev? So lechara, what you see from this is that Tosfos felt that nikra agid v'achaylev are not biyadol. Right, that's lechora what you see from Tosfos, that nikra agid v'achelev is not biyado. So that's why he doesn't ask from that. What's pshat? I'm not sure what pshat is, but Tosfos is apparently assuming that it's not biyado. Why should nikra agid v'achelev not be biyado l'sakin? It is biyado l'sakin. He can take off the gid anoshe. He can take off the chelev. That's not kosher. So at first glance, you'd say the reason why nikra agid v'achelev are not biyado according to Tosfos is why. What do you think? Why is it not biyado? It's biyado. He can fix it. But what does biyado mean? Right? When do we apply biyadam? If it's easy. Right? If it's not a tircha, so then you say it's biyado, it's in his hands. Of course it's in his hands to take off the gid and the chela, but it's complicated. There are people who are specially trained in trabering and taking off the gidim and taking off the chela. It's not pashut. It's very, very difficult. It's not like it's only on the surface. It's inside the basar. It's hard. It takes an expertise. So at first glance, you'd say, oh, nikar gid v'chelev, Tosus felt is not biyado because it requires a tircha. A tircha yisera to remove, so then they shouldn't be considered biyado. Yeah, but the problem is, if nikra agid v'achila not biyado because it's a tircha, so then what's the issue? Why is the eid echad neman? It's a schazik yisura. Right? Manavshach, if you tell me it's not a schazik yisura, so then I understand the eid echad is neman because it's not a schazik yisura. But if it is a schazik yisura and it's not biyado, so then it's worse. It's worse. You're not solving the problem. Right, if you just tell me that Tosus holds that Nikar Gid V'Achelev is not biyado because it's a Tirchi Yisera, so then how's the Eid Echad Neman? L'chor it's Doch Eschazik Yisera, so how should he be Neman? So the Tosus Arosh here has a very interesting comment. Tosus Arosh says, here, let's take a look. Oh. Tosus Arosh says, Avami Nikar Gid, take a look by the arrow. It's a good raya that Rashi brings, that eid echad is neman bisura and hecha the lowest chazak isura. The ein ze biyod l'sakin. He says it beferish. Tosa Rosh says, nikra gid v'achelev anat biyod l'sakin. Kisha omer gid ze shel heter, v'shuman ze shel heter. Person says, this gid is mutter, this shuman, this fat is mutter. That's not biyod l'sakin. The imu gid anosha ain't biyod l'sakin. If the gid is non-kosher, it's not biyod l'sakin. Sheye osa heter. V'chein chelev sheye osa shuman. You can't change the gid anosha into a gid that's kosher. You can't change chelev into shuman. So up to Tosus Arosh, nikra gid v'chelev anat. Anat biyod. Why? Why? Because when the aid says that this is gid anosha, so he's saying it's also. When he says this git is kosher, he's saying the git is kosher. He's not saying I changed it. He's not saying I was misaking it. I fixed it up. You can't fix it up. You can't fix it up. By hafrashas truma and shchita, you have a cheskas iser on this chefza, and it's biyado to change that chefza to make it into a davar hamutter. That's a totally different concept, right? Where the aid is testifying about something that's his chazak yisura, and it's biyadol esakein, it's in his hands to transform this chefza from a davar ha'asur into a davar ha'mutter. That's biyadol esakein. Biyadol esakein means to be misakein, to transform. Not just to identify something as kosher. Identifying something as kosher is not biyadol. That's an eidus, it's not biyadol. Comes the Tosa Rosh and says, Nikra Gid V'Achelev are very different than Afrosh's Truma and Shchita. Afrosh's Truma and Shchita, you have Tevel. Tevel is a Chefza Shel Iser. It's biyado l'sakin to be Mafresh Truma to turn the Tevel into a Davar HaMutter. Right? I mean, the Truma is going to be also Fezarim, but what remains from the Tevel, that's not Chulin. So you've now transformed something that's Tevel, that has a Cheskas Iser, into something that's Mutter. For that, you need biyado l'sakin. The Eid is Taka. Is Taka testifying about something that he can fix up and transform from a status of Issa to a status of Heter? Similarly, when it comes to Shechita, you have a behema becheskas Issa, becheskas sevim menachai, becheskas sein esvucha, and you're going to transform that into a behema, into basa that's mutter, besar shechuta. That's biyado l'sakein. That's a tikkun. That's Taka fixing something up. That's transforming something. But Nikra Gid V'Achelev, you're not transforming anything. You're just identifying that this is kosher and this is non-kosher. So Be'emes, what the Tosu Rosh is saying is that by Nikra Gid V'Achelev, there's no Biyadol Sakin because you're not being misakin anything. You're not transforming anything. And there's no Cheskas Iser either. There's no Cheskas Iser either because the Gid HaNosha was awesome. The other Chelek of the animal, the Gidim that are kosher, were kosher. It's not that there was a Cheskas Iser and you changed that. You didn't change anything. So there's no cheskas iser. It's not biyod l'sakin. It's eid echad neman bisura and below is chazak yisura. So that's taka a good raya that eid echad neman bisura. That's why Tosus didn't ask on Rashi. That's l'chora what the Tosus Arosh has in mind over here. If you'll take a look at the screen, so just as a chazara, Right? Why did Tosfos ask on Rashi only from Afroshas Truma, not from Shechita? Nikra Givachilav are also biyadam, like the Ritva writes. Right? Aren't Nikra Givachilav also biyadam? So, at first glance, you'd say, well, Tosfos also is not biyadam. Why is it not biyadam? Maybe there's a tircha in Nikra Givachilav. But you can't say that. Because L'chor, it's Ischazik Yisura. If it's Ischazik Yisura and it's not biyadam, so how is he Neman? So comes the Tosfos Rosh and says like this, that by Nikra Givachilav, by Nikar Agiv Echelev, it's not Biyadol Asakim because nothing was transformed. You didn't transform Isser into Heter. There's no Tikkun over here. The Isser and the Heter are just Munachim Zevet Tzadzeh. And by the same token, that's why it's not as Chazak Yisura. It's not as Chazak Yisura because you have Isser and Heter, Munachim Zevet Tzadzeh, but the Eid is not being Misakin anything. It's not Biyadol Asakim. What's the Ritva going to say? The Ritva said that Itaka is biyadol asakin, right? He says the reason why in Eid Echad is neman by shchita and by nikar agid v'chelev is because it's biyadol asakin. The Ritva obviously holds biyadol does apply to nikar agid v'chelev. So what's he going to say? L'chor, what the Ritva is saying is that what is the Eid testifying about? He's testifying about this basar that it's menukar. He's not testifying like the Rush described, that he's saying this git is kosher, that git is non-kosher. That's not what he's saying. He's saying this basar is menukar. The basar is menuka. This chatichas basar doesn't have gidim in it. Doesn't have a gid anosh, doesn't have non-kosher gidim in it. That taka is a chazak yisura. The basar is a chazak yisura. Because when it had the gidim inside of it, taka had a cheskas hissa. The aid is testifying that the basar is menuka, that the gidim were taken out of it. About that, you can say that it's biyadol asakein. There is a cheskas hissa, but the aid can be masakein, and he can transform this chefter shel basar into basar that's mutter. The Tosfos Rosh had us believe that, look, the gidim that are kosher, the gidim that are non-kosher, never the twain shall meet, you're not transforming anything. The Ritva apparently understands that if the Eid is testifying about a chatichas basar, then he really is transforming the basar, because right now the basar has a shem isser on it. Before the nikah, the basar has a shem isser, so the Eid is testifying that it's manuka. So there was a cheskas isser, but now it's biyadol asakein to make it all better. It's biyadol asakein to say that the basar is manuka, now it's going to be mutter. So that's why the Ritva says that Nigra Gid Vachelev Taka are also considered biyadim. Okay, questions? Ephraim,
so,
Wiener.
So is that seemingly just about Machlokas Mitzias? About what they're talking about? One's talking about the meat, piece of meat, and one's not?
I don't think so. I don't think it's a Machlokas and Mitzias. I think that Tosfos Rosh is saying that even if the aid is testifying about the meat, what's he really talking about? He's not talking about the meat. The meat was never aser. It's geschachten. The meat is mutter. It's just it has a get attached to it. So I think it's a machlokas we've shown him how to look at the edus. Is the edus really about the meat, or is the edus about the gidim? Right? Meaning there's still a gidim attached to this basar. So is the edus that the gidim that are here are not aser? Or is the edus that the basar is menuka? Right? It's a function of how you look at this edus. Right? According to the Ritva, the edus is that the basar is manukar. According to the Rosh, that's not the edus. The basar was never aser. The edus is there are no gidim of iser over here. So that's not biyado l'sakein. He didn't transform the basar and make it mutter. The basar was always mutter. Question is how to look at the edus that the ed is testifying about. Jacob Darrow.
So for the Ritva, why didn't Tosfos ask on it? Because it was just a harder biyadol asakin as opposed to an easier one?
I don't think the Ritva is beholden to Tosfos. I'm saying you'll have to explain Tosfos like the Tosfos Rosh. The Ritva would say that you should ask on both. Right? The Ritva would say that you should ask on both. What does the Ritva say? What's his Lashon again? Let's take a look. Take a look at the Ritva. What is he saying? No, it's the same teretz. The Ritva is saying the same teretz that we gave for Rashi, right? His kasha is from all the cases, right? This is his chazak yisura. This is his chazak yisura, so therefore, How can you bring a raya that Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin Shelo Keneged Chazaka? So he says, no, it's Biyad L'Sakein. Ah, but you would ask, but so what's the raya that Eid Echad Neman Bisurin and Echad, the lowest Chazik Yisura, Biyad L'Sakein is a different Nemanus? The answer is no. The Ritva is going with Rashi, with the Marik, that it, when it's Biyad L'Sakein, so then it's Megareya the Chazaka. So that's Mamish, Eid Echad Neman Bisurin Shelo Keneged Chazaka. But right from the kasha of the Ritva, you see, from the teretz, excuse me, of the Ritva, you see that he's putting Nikra Basar and Shechita together, that they're both Biyad L'Sakein. They're both Biyad L'Sakein. He doesn't ask the kasha on Rashi, because he jumps to the teretz. He says, Biyad L'Sakein is Taka Good Raya, that Eid Echanam Bisurin, Hechad Lo is Chazik Yisurin. Okay, any other questions? Okay, let's go weiter. So this is all within Rashi. Rashi says that Eid Echanam Bisurin, the source is a svara, maybe a svara that's learned from the pasuk v'shachar es ben habakar, that the Torah trusts kolechad ve'echad and afreshes truma and shchita nikra agid ve'chel. Fine. Tosfos learns differently. Tosfos learns what's the mokar that eidach anem bisurin v'safra lo nida. In fact, that a nida can be soferes la'atzma, she can count the zayinikiyim and tell her husband that she's tahora. That's a raya that eidach anem bisurin. What is Tosfos saying? The lashon of Tosfos is minolon de eidach anem bisurin. Right, how do you know? How do you know? What's Tosfos saying? So lechara, what Tosfos is saying is, even if nikra agid v'chelev, a good raya is that eidach anem bisurin shelo keneged chazaka. But how do you know that? Right. Keep in mind, according to the way we've understood Tosfos, Tosfos was troubled with Rashi only because of hafreshes truma and shchita. That was Tosfos' problem. Nikar Giv Achelev, Tosfos would say, is a good raya that Eidach Anam Bisurin. So what's Tosfos asking, Menolan? Tosfos says, Menolan de Eidach Anam Bisurin. Menolan? Nikar Giv Achelev is the raya that Eidach Anam Bisurin. The answer is Tosfos is troubled. Forget about the rayas. What's the source? What's the mokker? What's the posuk? Right? Remember, we talked about that Tosfos felt you need a posuk. So he says, what's talk of the mokker? Even if Nikar Giv Achelev is a good raya, but what's the mokker that Eidach Anam Bisurin? So he says, "V'yeshlama di alfinan minida yidashinim perkamad v'safra lola atzma." Gemara in Ksubas and Dafayin Bay says that Anida is nemenes to be safer as zayinikim, and she tells her husband that she's tahara. That's the mokah that Eidach Anam Bisur. Okay, this is Tosfos. But Tosfos is troubled. Tosfos says it's not so posher that this should be a good mokah. V'im tomar im kein afilu es chazik yisura. This is the question that all the Rishonim grapple with in the sugya. The Gemara in Yevamos has a suffix whether Eidachad is Neman Bisurin even if it's Chazik Yisura or only if Lo is Chazik Yisura. It's a suffix in the Gemara in Yevamos. So if you are to assume that Eidachad is only Neman Bisurin Shelo Keneged HaChazaka, which seems to be the maskon of the Gemara in Yevamos, right? And that was the kasha of Tosfos and Gittin, remember. Right? The kasha of Tosfos and Gittin was that why should the Shliach be Neman to say B'fanan Echta B'fanan Echta? Even if Eidachan and Bisurin, Emad, I mean Eidachan and Bisurin, Kigon Chatecha Savik, Shachel Savik, Shoshuma, the law is Chazik Yisurin. Havalacha, this Chazik Yisurin, the Eshesish. The Gemara's Kasha was assuming that Eidachan is Neman only Shalok and Eged HaChazaka, right? That's the Maskon of the Gemara in Yevamos. So Frek Taisvis, it's very nice to say, Nida is the Mokka that Eidachan and Bisurin, but what's Nida? Nida is Chazik Yisurin. So if Nida is Chazik Yisurin, how can it serve as a Mokka? Says Tosfos, Vieshlama, the Eina Becheska Shetehiro Kol Shah. The Nida is not going to continue to see. When a woman gets her period, she sees for 5, 6, 7 days, whatever it is. But after 7 days, she's supposed to stop seeing. You know, there are different categories of Nida, right? There are actually two categories. One is Nida Daraisa, the other is a Zava. Zava is a different concept. Nida, Minat Torah, a woman becomes a Nida if she sees Dam. She can see Da, Tipas Dam, a small amount of Dam. And she's a Nida. She doesn't have to check herself to see if she's stopping seeing. It doesn't matter. She's a nida for 7 days, and then she goes to the mikveh after 7 days. The assumption is that most women are going to stop seeing dam by the end of 7 days. Then they go to the mikveh and they're tahora. The case of Zava, the Pesukim in Parshas Tazria talk about the case of Zava. That's in Parshas Metzora, excuse me. At the end of Parshas Metzora, the Pesukim talk about the concept of Zava. That's extraordinary. That's where a woman sees below es nidasa, not at the right time. She's not supposed to see during a certain time of part of the month, and at a certain part of the month, it's normal for her to see. So if she sees at an abnormal time during the month, she has special halachas. Halachas of Zava, she has to count Zayin Nikiyim. If she sees only one day or 2 days, so then she only counts those days. But if she sees 3 days in a row, then she has to count Zayin Nikiyim. The halacha, the Gemara Nida says that our noshim have accepted upon themselves that even if they see a tipas dam kechardel, even if they see a small amount of dam, they sit Zayin Nikiyim. They sit Zayin Nikiyim, they treat themselves as if they're Zavos. Because we're afraid, you know, people are going to get confused. Are they a Nida? Are they a Zava? It's a confusing kind of thing. So the rule nowadays is that everyone is treated like a Zava. We need Zayin Nikiyim. Person has to be bodek themselves and make sure that they haven't seen any dam, and then they can go to the mikveh after that time. So the rule of Nida, right, is really the standard rule. Nowadays, we treat everyone like a Zava. But really, the rule of Nida is the standard rule. And the assumption is that a woman is going to stop seeing dam after 5 or 6 days. And then she'll be able to go to the mikveh after 7 days. So says Tosfos, Eina b'cheska sheteiro kol shah. It's not normal that she should continue seeing. Ukshavru shiva tahora memela v'lo eschazik yisura. After 7 days, she's tahora memela. That's quite an interesting statement. She's not tahora memela. She has to go to the mikveh. But okay, tahora memela, right? She's not going to continue seeing. It's not as chazak yisur that she's going to continue seeing. V'gam b'yad alitbol, and it's also b'yad alitbol, she can go to the mikveh. Tosis is saying a lot over here, but the question is, what exactly is he saying? He says she's not b'cheskas that she's going to continue seeing dam. And she's tahor memela. What in the world does that mean? She's not tahor memela, she has to go to the mikveh. She's lo as chazak yisur, she's b'cheskas yisur nida. She's not b'cheskas sheteiroa, but she's b'cheskas nida. V'gam b'yad alitbol, and it's also b'yad alitbol? What is Tosfos saying? Just he's saying so much, but we don't really understand what he's really driving at. What's more, Frektum Arsha, Tosfos at the end threw in three words that make everything difficult. Right? That's a real monkey wrench that he threw in at the end. The Gam Biyada Litbol. Tosfos just told you that Biyada is a special nemonis. So if Nida is nemonis because Biyada Litbol, you've just thrown the baby out with the bathwater. You want to bring a raya that Eidach HaNeman Bisura, and even where it's low is Chazik Yisura. The only reason the Nida is Neman is because B'yad HaLitbol. So what's Tosfos saying? It's the same kasha that he asked against Rashi. Right? How can you bring a raya from Nida that Eidach HaNeman Bisura and Hechad low is Chazik Yisura? She's only Neman is because B'yad HaLitbol. So the whole raya fell away. The whole raya fell away. So the Marsha has a very famous comment over here to try to explain Tosfos. Shah has a lumdus. It's almost like a tzvei dinim. What does the Marsha say? Take a look here on the screen. Marsha writes like this: the chora kasha kaven the benida ikatarti the lowest chazik yisura v'gam biyada hu hadran kushyasam leduchte. The kasha of Tosfos comes back. Since Nida is two things together, it is lowest chazik yisur, but it's also biyada. So then the kasha of Tosfos comes back. Menolan the eidachad neman biyisurin afila below is chazik yisur ve'en biyada. How do you know eidachad is neman biyisurin even if lowest chazik yisur where and it not biyada? Kegon sofik shel chaylev o shuman daminan bishmaitin the neman. We say in our gemara that by sofik chaylev sofik shuman, he's going to be neman. What's the marker for that? How can you bring me a raya? But here it's biyada, so what's the raya? V'yesh lefarish divrayim, zokta marsha, maybe pshat and tosis is this. Mishem de benida ikatarti. There really are tzvei dinim. There really are two things by nida. What does he mean, two things? Two chazokas. Number one is the hitmeyar kolzman shiroa, vein biyada lifsok. Vein biyada lifsok dama. That first of all, the nida is tmeyar. She's becheskas roa, and she's tmeyar as long as she continues seeing. That's one chazok. And there's another chazaka that she's tumeya until she's tovelas. She has a cheskas tomo, or maybe we should even call it better, a cheskas roa. She's becheskas roa until she stops seeing. But she's also becheskas tomo until she goes to the mikvah. And on that, Zokta Marsha Tosis responds to each one of these chazakas. Number one, Dimishum shehi roa lo mikriyas chazak yisura. Becheskas roa is not as chazik yisura. Why? Came in the ena becheskas she roa kol shah. She's not becheskas that she's going to continue seeing. Umachmas re'iyasa hita hora memela chazayin. because of the re'iyah makes her tameya, so that she becomes tahara from. Meaning the re'iyah is not going to continue. What, she's tameya as long as she's seeing. As long as she's seeing, she can't become tahara. But that's going to stop. She's not becheskas ro'a. What's the marsha saying? What kind of a chazak is that? Right? She was becheskas ro'a. Comes to marsha and says, Tosus answers, ain't a becheskas shetei ro'a. What kind of a chazak is that? What phrase do we have for such a chazaka? Right? We've had this before. What's the phrase we had? It's chasav asai. It's a chazaka she'asuya leishtanos. It's changing. It's changing. That's not a strong chazaka. That's point number one of Tosfos. Ve'imishum da'adai and af achar she'ena ro'as chazik yisura tumeya mishum d'lo tovla. Habiyesh b'yad litbo. Says the Marsha. Aye, what are you going to tell me? Okay, so she's not becheskas ro'a. It's asuya leishtanos. That's not a real chazaka. But she's still becheskas tuma. She's still becheskas tuma, so why is she nemenes to say that she's tahara? It says Tosfos regarding the cheskas tuma, it's biyad litbo. V'hashtanicha says the marsha. Now all the kashas are away, right? It makes sense. The bein lav biyado v'lo is chazik. The bein is chazik yisura v'hu biyado ikalamei lav shapim nida. You can learn both dinim of eidach and bisurin from nida. First of all, you can learn that lo is chazik yisura and eina biyada. You can learn from the fact that the nida is nemenes to say that she stopped seeing da. And the fact that eid echad is nemen bisurin, even if it's chazik yisura, if it's biyada, that you can learn from the second aspect of nida, that she's nemenes to say that she's no longer becheskas tuma. Right? There are two chazakas. First of all, there's a cheskas roa. There's a cheskas ro'a. So to that, Tosfos says, Eina becheskas shetei ro'a kol sha. It's a chazaka asuya leishtanos. It's changing. So if it's changing, that's a chazaka de isra. The nida's going to be nemenes. And that's the case that she's nemenes with lois chazak yisura. Aye, there's still a cheskas tuma. Zak Tosfos, biyad litpo. What's the mocha that Eirachar is nemen yisura, even if lois chazak yisura? From chazaka number one. Chazaka number one. That she's Eina becheskas shetei ro'a. Says Tosfos, I don't need biyad litpo for that. She's ena becheskas shetei ro'a. It's asuya leishtanos. That's not called a chazaka. So she's nemenes because eid echad is nemen bisurin as long as it's lois chazak yisura. Okay, this is Tosfos trying to explain what the mocha for the din of eid echad nemen bisurin is all about. And specifically, the fact that eid echad is nemen bisurin if it's lois chazak yisura, even if it's not biyado lesakin. Okay, questions? Questions? Okay. So the question is, why didn't Rashi learn from Nida? Right? Take it one step at a time. Rashi had his pshat, that the din of Eirechan and Misun is learned from Meshachar as Ben HaBakar, or from the Svar, Atari Aminosel, Chalecha Ve'echar, Ala Farshas Chuma, Ala Shchita, etc. He didn't learn from Nida. Tosfos has trouble with Rashi because he doesn't like Biyado. He thinks Biyado is a different emonis. Good. So Tosfos says that the din of Eirechan and Misun is learned from Nida. So why didn't Rashi just learn from Nida? Nida's a very nice case. What's the issue? What's the issue? Why couldn't Rashi just learn from Nida? And don't tell me that Nida's is Chazak Yisura. Rashi wanted to bring a mocha that Eidach HaNem Bisurin if it's lowest Chazak Yisura. That's not a good answer. Because Nida's Biyada. And Rashi holds that Biyada is Megareya the Cheskas Yisur, and it's like Eidach HaNem Bisurin and lowest Chazak Yisura. So Nida could be just like Afrosha's Truma, and Shchita, there's no difference. So you can't give that answer for Rashi. So what's talk of the answer for Rashi? So I think there are two answers that you can give for Rashi. One of them is based on a comment of Tosfos later on in the Sugyan Gittin. Tosfos has a kasha a little bit later. Let's go back to the Gemara. Gemara in Gittin. Let's take a look. Remember the kasha of the Gemara, there was a dual kasha of the Gemara. The first, how can the shliach be nemen to say b'fanei nida b'fanei nechem nechtam it's doche rechad nemen bisurin keneged is chazik yisur. It's becheskas, she's becheskas eishes ish. But then the Gemara asks, but also v'havi dava sheba erva v'en dava sheba erva pachas mishnai. It's a dava sheba erva. So, says Tosfos like this, havi dava sheba erva. V'im tomar, in the middle of that dibra maschem, v'im tomar, I eirecha nemen b'shar yisurin afilu is chazik yisura, the lav biyado, amay itzrich v'safra lala atzma. Tosfos invoked the Gemara in Yevamos earlier in that Tosfos. Ba'isha Rabba Bishari Surei Bishari Surei V'lav B'yado. Where is this? Bishari Surei Kigon Tevel VeHekdar Shekanamos Misafkalani Mehema Nafilu Eschazeg Yisurei V'lav B'yado Olo. Tosfos says the Gemara in Yevama says a sovik whether Eidachad is now in Bisurin, even if it's Chazeg Yisura or only if Lo is Chazeg Yisura. So ask Tosfos a fundamental kasha. He says, if Eid Echad is now in Bisurin, even if it's Chazik Yisura, like that sat in the Gemara in Yevamos, so then why do you need Nida? Why do you need Vesof for La? What's Tosfos asking? Think about it. What is Tosfos asking? If Eid Echad is now in Bisurin, even if it's Chazik Yisura, can Nida be a mocker that Eid Echad now in Bisurin, based on what Tosfos just said in the previous Tosfos? No, it can't be. Exactly, Morty. Why? Because Tosfos just told you that Nida is not Ischazik Yisurah, right? Eina b'cheska sh'teirah kol sha. Eina b'cheska sh'teirah kol sha. And don't tell me, well, she's b'cheska stuma, biyado with the b'cheska stuma. No, no, no. Tosfos says biyado is a different nemonis. Right? So you can't prove from Nida. You can't prove from the fact that the Nida is biyado litbol and she's not b'cheska stuma, because that has nothing to do with the whole sugya. That's not an Eidach HaNam B'surah in Dekedin. That's a biyado Dekedin. So the only part of Nida that you can prove that Eidach HaNam Bisurin from is from the other din, that she's not Becheska Shateira, but that's Lois Chazik Yisura. So Nida is Lois Chazik Yisura. So Zok Taisus, if the Tzad in the Gemara in Yevamos is right, that Eidach is Neman, even Keneged HaChazaka, there must be some other Mokka that Eidach HaNam Bisurin. There's got to be another Mokka, because Nida couldn't be that Mokka. So then why do you need Nida? Why do you need Vesaf for Allah? The Torah doesn't have to tell me Vesaf for Allah. If you know that Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin, even if it's Chazik Yisurah, so Kol Shkein Nid is going to be Neman. Kol Shkein is going to, Nid is not even as Chazik Yisurah. So why do I need Vesaf for Allah? That's Tosfos Kasha. Okay? And to that, Tosfos answers the following. He says, V'yeshloma desalka daitach dechoshiv kemodova shebe'erva. That I'd have a hava mina without Vesaf for Allah, that maybe Nida is a dova shebe'erva. And if Nida is a Dava Sheba Erva, then we can't derive from, then we can't trust in Nida. Even if Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin against the Cheskas Isser, that's still not Dava Sheba Erva. That's still not Dava Sheba Erva. No one would trust an Eid Echad to testify about getting the Kiddushin. That's Dava Sheba Erva. And Dava Sheba Erva Pachas Mishnayim. Dava Mi Mamon. Al Pishne Edim Yakum Davar. Kimotzba Ervas Dava, this is Xera Shova, Dover from Mammon, that Dava Shabeva requires two Aidim. Eidachad is not going to be named by Dava Shabeva. Says Tosfos, I'd have a hava mina that Nida is a Dava Shabeva. So even if Eidachad is Neman, Kenegada Cheskas Isser, I would think that Nida still is not going to be Neman. The Nida is not going to be Neman, she's an Eidachad, she's not going to be Neman about herself because she's a Dava Shabeva. That Eidus is a Dava Shabeva. And by Dava Shabeva, you need Shnai. Comes the Torah and says, V'safra lala atzma, the Torah tells us that Nida is not a Dava Sheba Erva. That's the Gzeres HaKosev, that she's Nemanis. Obviously, the Gzeres HaKosev is telling us that Nida is not a Dava Sheba Erva. And that's why she's gonna be Nemanis. Right? That's why she would be Nemanis. So there's quite a statement over here in Tosfos, right? Al atzad that Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin, even if it's Chazik Yisur, why do I need V'safra lala? Because I'd have a Havamina, maybe Nida should be a Dava Sheba Erva. Kamash Malon, she's not, and that's why she's going to be Nemenes, even though she's not Shnei Edim. So Efshim and Kenzogin, maybe we could say that that's exactly what Rashi was thinking. The reason why Rashi doesn't quote the Sofer Lola Atzma to teach me the Mokka that Eid Echad is now in Bisurin is because maybe Rashi Lemaskana Taka holds that Nida is a Dava Sheba Erva. Nida really is a Dava Sheba Erva. Nida is an exception to the rule. It's not the rule, right? Nida is an exception to the rule. Really, Nida should be a Dava Sheba Erva. Eidus about Nida should be a Dava Sheba Erva. And we shouldn't be able to say that Eidach HaNeman Bisurin Kamashul on the Pasuk V'Safra Lo, that she's going to be Nemanis. Meaning it could be the whole Machlokas, Tosus, and Rashi. Right? The whole Machlokas, Tosus, and Rashi is whether Nida is a Dava Sheba Erva. What is that Machlokas? Nida is a Dava Sheba Erva? It's like getting the Kiddushin. What does that mean? What does Dava Sheba Erva mean? What does Dova Sheba Erva mean? What are the Teichwerte? What's the Teichwerte? Just translate the words to me. Dova Sheba Erva, a thing of Erva. What does Erva mean? I said there are different ways that you can understand Erva. What do you think Dova Sheba Erva could mean? What are the possibilities? Give me two possibilities of what Dova Sheba Erva means.
The less relationship.
I'm sorry?
Illicit relationship.
An Isser Erva, exactly. Something that relates to an illicit relationship, to an Isser Erva, specifically. Not just any Bia Asura, but an Isser Erva, meaning Achi of Kares. Nida is Achi of Kares. Nida is Achi of Kares. Eishes Ish is Achi of Kares. Gittin V'Kiddushin relates to an Isser Eishes Ish, to define someone as an Eishes Ish, not to define someone as an Eishes Ish. That relates to Achi of Kares. That's an Isser Erva. Nida, you could say, is also an Isser Erva. Maybe Davish Erva means any Eidus relating to an Isser Erva. What's another way to look at Davish Erva? A way to look at Davish Erva that would not include Nida? Gittin V'Kiddushin, but not Nida. Maybe Davish Erva is an Eidus about Ishus. Ishus, Davish Erva is just a way of saying an Eidus about Ishus requires Shnei Eidim. An Eidus about Ishus requires Shnei Eidim. Take a look at Tosfos. Right? What does Tosfos say? This is not a Tosfos we did together. But a Tosfos early in Gittin, for those of you who've learned Gittin, in Dibra Maschil Midi, there on Gittin, on Beis and Beis, he says, Demai kol ikka davash av erva in pachos mishnayim. What is ein davash av erva in pachos mishnayim? Zeu be'eshes ish. Begitten uve kiddushin uznus de'eshes ish la'osra al baylo. In yonim that relate to Eishes Ish, Gittin, Kiddushin, and let's say Eidim are going to come to say we saw that the woman was Mizan and she's Asura al-Baila. That's an Eidus that you need Shnei Eidim for. Hasota is a special Alocha, once you have Kinu Yastira, Eid Echad is Neman, but a regular Eidus on Znus, for that you need Shnei Eidim. That's an Eidus that relates to Eishes Ish. So Tosis might hold that Davar Sheva Erva is an Eidus that relates to Ishus. And that's why Tosfos assumes lemaskana nida is not a davar sheva erva. But maybe the reason why Rashi doesn't learn that eidah chanan bisurin is derived from nida is because Rashi holds that nida is a davar sheva erva. Maybe nida is taka davar sheva erva because Rashi assumes davar sheva erva is an eidus related to isurei erva, to achiv kares. So nida could be a davar sheva erva, right? Why didn't Rashi explain like Tosfos? Take a look at the screen. Maybe Rashi holds that Nida is a Davar Sheva Erva. According to Rashi, all Eidus on an Isser Erva, on a Chi of Kares, like Nida, that's a Davar Sheva Erva. Tosfos disagrees and says that only in Yonah Ishus, only Gittin V'Kiddushin, and Eidus on Znus of a woman to Asar Labaila, that's a Davar Sheva Erva. But not Nida. Not Nida. And that's why Tosfos says that we can derive Eidech and Bisurin from Nida. Okay, this is one possibility, Bidas Rashi. The Tani Shields, I saw your hand was up.
Rabbi, isn't the whole point of Nida, the practical outcome of Nida is that the issues between the husband and the wife is affected, meaning that once she starts bleeding, then you're no longer capable of having a full issue. So Nida is that which prevents it. So how could you separate it completely from issues, Nida?
It prevents her from living with her husband, but it's not an Eidus about the status of Eishes Ish. It's a little complicated to explain how Znus is about the status of the Eishes Ish, but the fact is she becomes Asura Labaila La'olam if there are Shnei Eidim that testify that she was Mizana, right? Znus is not the same as an Isser Nida. The Isser Nida is Akola Olam Kulo. Everyone can't have beer with this woman. Even if she's not married, there's an Isser Nida. Znus is something that relates specifically ben isha lebaila. So those are edios, gittin, kiddushin, and znus. Those are edios that relate to eishes ish. They relate to ishus. The iser nida lebaila is not an iser ishus. It's an iser bia that's unrelated to ishus. So maybe that's why it's not considered a davar sheva erva according to Tosfos. Okay, this is one pshat b'das Rashi. Morty Blair. Mori Blau.
According to Tosfos, he's using the pasuk of the Safalah for two things. The one is the Makor, and also to say that it's not Davar Sheva Erva. Is it working in two ways, or is it just what is he using the pasuk in the end for? According to Tosfos.
No, the Tosfos earlier was saying that the Makor that Eidachad is Neman Bisurin, even if Lois Chazik Yisur is learned from Nida. What he's saying is that if Eidachad is Neman Bisurin, even against the Cheskas Isur, you can't learn that from Nida. But why do I need the pasuk by Nida? The answer is Nida may have been worse. But the reality is, Tosas Lamaskana holds Nida is not a Davar Shever. It can't be, because Tosas learns that Eidach HaNem Bisurin Shiloh Keneged HaChazaka from Nida too. Right? So that's that taka remains Lamaskana. The Hava Mina that maybe Nida is a Davar Shever Erva, and that's why you need a Pasuk, that's only the second Tosfos, right? But the first Tosfos that says that Eidach HaNem Bisurin is derived from Nida, that Tosfos also holds that Nida is not a Davar Shever Erva. It has to be Yisurin, because if not, then it wouldn't be a Maka that Eidach HaNem Bisurin.
In the case where there's a chazaka, and we're saying that Eidach HaNem works, then what's the makor for that according to Tosfos?
We don't know. Tosfos doesn't even tell us what the makor for that would be. We don't know. We don't know. Tosfos doesn't, he just says, you know, there's got to be some other makor, whatever that makor is. Whatever that makor is, there has to be another makor. We'll see that other Rishonim say that Eidach HaNem Bisurin, even Keneged Cheskas Issa, maybe that is derived from Nida. But Tosfos themselves are not... You see, Tosfos is not compelled to give you a makor because he holds that ultimately Eidach HaNem Bisurin only if there's no Cheskas Issa. So he's sitting pretty because that's not relevant to him, Lamaskana. So that's why he's just asking Akasha, what do you need to suffer a lot if the din is that Eidach HaNem Bisurin even Keneged Cheskas Issa? Lamaskana is not going to be true anyway, so Tosfos is not bothered with finding a makor. Okay? That is the maskana. Maskana is that even if there is a chazaka, Tosfos seems to assume the maskana. I mean, certainly the maskana of the Gemara in Gittin is not like that.
I think the Gemara in Yevamos. The Rebbe said that Yevamos, the maskana was like that.
Didn't Tosfos say that? Let's take a look. Tosfos doesn't even tell you what the maskana is. Tosfos doesn't tell you what the maskana is. Just based on the previous Tosfos, it sounds like Tosfos is passing that Eidach HaNem Bisurin only Shiloh Keneged HaChazaka, because he's deriving from Besafra Law. Right? And he works so hard to explain that Nida is not as Chazik Yisur. What does he need that for? He should just say the Gemara in Yevamos concludes that Eidach HaNem Bisurin. That Eidach HaNem Bisurin, even Keneged HaChazaka. So it sounds from Tosfos that he's assuming the maskon is that Eidach HaNem Bisurin only Shiloh Keneged HaChazaka, no? That's what it seems. That's what it seems from the Tosfos. Okay, this is one approach that we can suggest with Das Rashi. And Be'emes, the Rashba in our sugi in Chulin makes this suggestion. But I want to take a look at this Rashba with you because it's really fascinating. He has two different ways that he wants to argue against Tosfos. Right? He really asks the same question that we've been addressing, and he deals with it in two very interesting ways. Let's see this Rashba. He says, "V'ha'ade amina b'ksubas minayin l'nida she soferes la'atzma, shenemar v'safer la, u'mashu mida itzrach kwa la'himuni l'nida lispar la'atzma, alma b'shari su'in lo mehemna." There's Gzeres HaKosev. The Gemara Ksubas calls Gzeres HaKosev v'safer la la'atzma that nida's nemenis. It sounds like normally that you need some kind of Gzeres HaKosev. Why need Gzeres HaKosev for? What's special about Nida? What is special about Nida? Eidach HaNem Bisurin. Why do I need a special Gzeres HaKosev by Nida? Dimkein havalei lemeimer minayin leisha shi nemenes bisurin. If a Safar law is the mocker that Eidach HaNem Bisurin, it should say, how do you know that a woman is nemenes bisurin? It doesn't say that. It says, how do you know that the Nida soferes la'atzma? It sounds like Nida is some kind of a special din. So what's so special about Nida? So the Rashba gives two answers. He says, "Hasam time achrina ika mishum deschazik isura ve'in biyad l'sakin." Achetisbuk shivanakim. He says the reason why Nida needs a special pasuk is because it's a schazik isura. It's not biyad l'sakin. It's not biyad l'sakin. She can go to the mikvah. No, but it's not biyad l'sakin as long as she's still seeing dam. So Nida's becheskas isa, says the Rashba. V'ilav kora v'sarfa la lo have mehemna. Without the pasuk v'sarfa la, I wouldn't believe her. I wouldn't believe her because it's a schazik isura. And Eidach HaNem Bisurin, zok the Rashba. Only if low is Chazik Yisura. Right? This is the first answer of the Rashba. That Nida is different. Even if Eidach HaNem Bisurin, only if low is Chazik Yisura, Nida is going to be Nemenes. V'safer La teaches me a Chiddush. Even though Nida is Chazik Yisura, she's still going to be Nemenes. B'yavamos, it's Yochin and L'taima de Eidach HaNem ala Tevel, Kevin is Chazik Yisura, Mishim de Biyad L'Sake. In the Gemara in Yavamos, why is Tevel Neman? Only because it's Biyad L'Sake. Right? Only if it's Biyad L'Sake. Okay. leave that. So that's one approach of the Rashbam. Vafilu leman de les lehochin hosam. Even according to the Deya that denies that, meaning even according to the Deya in Yevamos that assumes that Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin, even if it's Chazik Yisurin, right? Even if it's Chazik Yisurin, you don't need Biyad L'Sakein. Hochin Hosam Nirali, Hosam Nirali, the Itzrich Kra, Afilu Laman Delesle Hochin Hosam, even according to the one who doesn't hold like what we just said, but rather he claims that Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin, even if it's Chazik Yisurin, Nirali, the Itzrich Kra, the Vesaf Rala, Mishum Davidova Sheba Erva, the Baalma, Ein Pachas Mishnaim. Says the Rashba, even if you'll tell me that Eid Echad is now in Bisurin, afilu kineged cheskas iser. So why do I need to suffer law? Nidas cheskas iser. But so what? Eid Echad is now in Bisurin, even kineged cheskas iser. Zok the Rashba, no, there's another chiddush of Nida. Because Nida is a davar sheba'erva. Notice, he doesn't say salka daitach, it's a davar sheba'erva. Nida is a davar sheba'erva. And by Davar Sheba'erva, you need Shnayim. So how is it Nida Nemenes La'atzma? The answer is, V'safra Lo, it's Gzeres HaKasev. Fascinating. The Rashba has two Pshatim over here. Right? The Rashba has two Pshatim here. What the Chiddush of V'safra Lo is. Right? He's bothered with this Kashi. He says, what's the Chiddush of V'safra Lo? Why don't I need the Gzeres HaKasev of V'safra Lo? It sounds like the Gemara in Ksubas is teaching me a Chiddush. Eidachanam Bisurin, what do I need a Chiddush for? So he says there are two possibilities. What are these two possibilities dependent on? The Sufik in the Gemara in Yevamos. If you hold, like the Tzad in the Gemara in Yevamos, that Eidachad is only Neman Shelo Keneged a Chazaka, so what do I need a suffer law for? Because Nidas is Chazak Yisura. Nidas is Chazak Yisura. Oh yeah, Nidas is Chazak Yisura. I thought Tosus just told us Nidas not is Chazak Yisura. Obviously, in this teretz, the Rashba is going against Tosus. He's the loka Tosus. The Rashba holds that since she's not becheska sheteira kol shah, that's not called is Chazak Yisura. The Rashba, the Rashba says that the fact that she's in a becheska sheteira kol shah, that's still called is Chazak Yisura. Still called is Chazak Yisura. The Rashba holds Chazaka ha'asuya l'shtanos is still a Chazaka. Against Tosfos. Tosfos says, Eina b'cheska sheteira kol shah, she's not a schazak yisura. Neither is not a schazak yisura. The Rashba says, so what that she's not b'cheska sheteira kol shah? She's still b'cheskas tuma. She's still b'cheskas tuma. And even the cheskas re'iya. She's still b'chazaka until she stops seeing. She has that chazaka. Why should I call Nida Eina b'cheskas issa? She is b'cheskas issa. Against Tosfos. What's more, the Rashba says, even if you'll tell me that Eid Echad is Neman Bisurin Keneged Cheskas Iser, Nida's worse anyway. Because Nida's Davar Sheba'erva. Also against Tosfos. Because Tosfos says there's only a Havamina that Nida's Davar Sheba'erva. The Maskana Tosfos says Nida's not Davar Sheba'erva. Because V'safra Lo is the Mokka that Eid Echad Neman Bisurin according to Tosfos. So in both answers, the Rashba is disagreeing with the Tosfos. The Rashba is disagreeing with the Tosfos because he's saying that Nida is something special. It's an exception to the rule. It's not the rule. Either because Nida is a Chazik Yisura against Tosfos or because Nida is a Davar Sheba'erva against Tosfos. So Rashi could argue with Tosfos. Our first pshat in Rashi is that Rashi is assuming like that second pshat in the Rashba that Nida Taka is a Davar Sheba'erva because it's an Isser Erva, it's Eidus on an Isser Erva, and therefore I can't learn from the Safra Allah that Eidach HaNem Bisurin Be'alma. Mordi Schlossel, I saw your hand up.
Yes, yeah, so the Rashi basically is saying that now there are two ways Eidach can be believed. The first way is against Chazaka itself, and that's the Chiddush of the Gzeres HaKasuv, because the Chazaka of Roa is still a Chazaka, and then after the 7 days, there's a Cheskas Tuma. And there's B'yada, and then Eidach is believed with that as well.
I don't think so. I think the Rashba is saying that Nida is an exception to the rule. According to the first part in the Rashba, Eidach is now Bisurin only Shalok Keneged HaChazaka. But Nida is a Chazak Yisura, so she needs a special Gzeres HaKasuv to tell me that she's Nemenes. Within the second day of the Rashba, we're assuming that Eidach is now Bisurin even against the Cheskas Iser. So if Eidach is now Bisurin even against the Cheskas Iser, so why is Nida? Why do I need Gzeres HaKasuv by Nida? The answer is because Nida is a Davar Sheba'erva. So I think that she's not Neman. So Kamash Malon, she's Nemenes, even though it's a Davar Sheba'erva. It's a Davar Sheba'erva with an exception to the rule. Okay? Okay. This is one approach, B'das Rashi. But there's another answer that we can give for Rashi. And that is that you can't learn that Eid HaChanan Bisurin from Nida. Why? Because Nida is a special concept. This has to be a special concept. Why? Because it's a Dovah She'i Efsha. What are you going to do? You're going to say that Nida, that someone else should testify about the Nida that her dam stopped? Of course she has to be an Emenis. Who else is going to testify that she's not a Nida? She's the only one who can testify. It doesn't make any sense to require that someone else is going to testify. So the fact that we trust the Nida Labaila, the fact that her husband can live with her, that they can have Bia together, because she says that she's no longer a Nida, it's a Dovah She'i Efsher. It obviously is a special case. You can't look at Nida and say, from Nida I'm going to learn to call a Torah Kula, because I'll simply say, Nida's different. It's a Dovah She'i Efsher. You can't. You have to trust the Nida. So the fact that you have to trust the Nida doesn't mean that other people are going to be Neman. Maybe Nida's the exception to the rule. Pasha the answer for why Rashi didn't want to learn that Eidach and Bisurin can be derived from Besafrila. Because he holds Nida has to be an exception to the rule. It's a Dovah She'i Efsher. You can't not trust the Nida. If you're not going to trust the Nida, then no one is going to be Muteris Labaila. Because a woman is gonna see Dam, and then she's gonna be Asura La'olam Vod. It doesn't make any sense, so of course we have to trust her. But you can't extrapolate from Nida to Kala Torah Kula, because Nida, by definition, is gonna be an exception to the rule. So this idea is expressed by the Ramban. There are a few Rambans in this Sugya. Right? The Ramban has a few comments in Chulin, he has one comment in Chulin, and then he has a comment in Gittin. Let's see the Ramban together. Okay, let's take a look at the Ramban. This was the Rashba. Oh, here's the Ramban. So Ramban says, V'yeshomim midechsiv v'safra lo la'atzma alma idecha nemet bisurin kal v'chomer me'isha. Ramban has a comment in Chulin. He says, you know, idecha nemet bisurin, some say it's derived from Nida, some say it's derived kal v'chomer me'isha. Notice, he doesn't say that we learn it from v'safra lo. We learn a kal v'chomer me'isha. What do you think that kal v'chomer means? I think he's probably saying, how can you explain that Nida is a bigger chiddush than the rest of Eidecha Nemen Bisurin? If Nida is a schazak yisura, right? Here the Ramban is saying that we learn Eidecha Nemen Bisurin Ba'alma, in general, from Isha, kal v'chomer Isha. Isha is this chazak yisura. If Eidecha Nehem Bisurin by Isha, kal v'chomer, where there's no is chazak yisura, Eidecha is going to be Neman as well. Right? That's what the Ramban is saying over there. The Ramban quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, the suffix, whether Eidecha is Neman k'neged chazak or not. And the Ramban asks, how is Eidecha Neman by Shechita? How is Eidecha Neman by Shechita? Right? V'imkein, heich neman b'shchita, shemashua, shemadaras. It's a schazik yisura. Ramban has an interesting answer. He says, v'yeshlomer shein nemanim ishim derov metzuin etzo shchita mumchenein. U'biyodam ha'yil lesakein v'lishchot shchita ha'reuya avu b'sha'ach shavein biyod lesakein nemanim. It's interesting. Tosfos was also troubled how Eidachan is neman b'shchita, and he says that it's biyodo l'mafreya. Right, biyado lemafreya. The Ramban adds rov metzuni etzo shchita mumchenein. He also mentions the biyado lemafreya, but somehow the Ramban doesn't think that that's enough. He adds the rov metzuni etzo shchita mumchenein. Interesting. He's not quite like Tosfos. Biyado lemafreya is not enough according to the Ramban. He needs the rov metzuni etzo shchita mumchenein. But let's focus on the Ramban in Gittin. Actually, let's look at the Ramban in Gittin. What does Ramban say? He quotes Rashi. He says, "V'yesh mevarshim mishem dechsiv v'safer lo la'atzma." That some say Eidecha Nehem Bisurin is learned from v'safer lo la'atzma from Nida. V'kasheli, fract the Ramban. Hasam is chazik yisura. It's a chazik yisura. How can we learn that Eidecha Nehem Bisurin even if lo is chazik yisura? Says the Ramban, "Elashayni hasam shemitolchshin emenes al atzma nemenes nami lebayla. Avul b'shar edios menolon." By Nida, mitokshin nemenes al atzma, since she's nemenes about herself, she's nemenes for the Baal. We'll have to work on this answer in just a moment. Let's skip to the second answer. Inami, hasam I efshir shetovi eidim lepsikas zivosa venidosa velisfirosa uletfilosa. Four things, right? You need psikas zivosa, that the dam stops, right? You need psikas nida, so the dam nida should stop. You need the sphere of zainakim. You need the tefillah. You can't bring Adam for all that. She's by herself. This is a private matter. So you can't possibly have Adam there. Lefika chaminasa Torah. That's why the Torah trusted the nida. Ve'ein lemeidin mimena l'shar edios klal. She'ein donen efshem ishi efshem. Zok the Ramban, you can't learn from b'safra Allah to kol ha-Torah kula. You can't learn eidach ha-nam b'surin from nida, because nida is a special case. Of course the Torah is going to trust the nida. What else is it supposed to do? You have to make a person able to live. You can't have Adim that she stopped seeing Dam or that she went to the mikveh. That's not right. So ain don an efsha, mishi'i efsha. You can't learn from a case of e efsha to a case of efsha. Nida is a case of efsha. Kol ha-Torah kula, eidach ha-nam b'surin is efsha. You can't learn from e efsha to efsha. That's the second Shabbat, that's Rashi. Not that Rashi argued with Tosfos that you can't learn from the Sofer La because Nid is a Devar Shebe'erva. No, it's Poshut. It's Efsher. It's a special case. It's an exception to the rule. Ain't done an Efsher, Mishi Efsher. Right? Like one day in the Ramban. not Deya Aleph, meaning not the first Deya, but one Deya in the Ramban. One day in the Ramban gives this answer that could work for Rashi as well. That's what we wanted to suggest. So what does the Ramban say? The Ramban has this Kasha. How do I learn Eidach Hanan Bisurin from Nida? It's a Schazik Yisura. So he gives two answers. The second answer we just did, it's Efsha by Nida, and Don Efsha Mishi Efsha. What's the first answer of the Ramban? He says, Shaini Hasa Mitokshin Emenes Al Atzma Nemenes Legabe Baila. Look, the Torah has to trust Nida Legabe herself, so she's trusted Legabe the Baal too. Yeah? What does that mean? A person is Nemen about themselves, so therefore they're Nemen about other people. Right? The fact that a person is nemen about themselves, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, what? I need Adam. If I shech the behemah, so I need Adam to tell me that the behemah is kosher. I can look at the behemah myself, right? So that's understood. The Torah obviously is going to trust let's say a person is living on a desert island. What? So he's not allowed to shech? He's not allowed to prepare his food because it's a chashash of basa b'cholav? It's ridiculous. Obviously, beino levenatz, well, the person is going to be nemen. So what's the Ramban saying? Since the woman is nemenes about herself, so therefore she's nemenes to gabe baila, who says? Why should that be true? If that's the case, by Shechita also, let's say that the Shochit is Neman about himself. If the Shochit checks for himself, so he should be Neman about other people. He's Neman about himself, let him be Neman about other people. We don't have such a concept. About himself, he's Neman, but about other people, he's not Neman. So, by Nida also. If you want to tell me that it's Efsher, okay, Mela, so she's Nemanis because it's Efsher. But what's this first svar of the Ramban? That Mitoshin Nemanis Alatzma, she's Nemanis the Gabe Baila. Why? Why should that be true? Why should that be true? The Chasam Sofer in a Tshuva in Yeridaya in Simen Kuf Mem Zayin, he says he thinks Pshat in the Ramban is not just that any time a person is Neman about themselves, then they're Neman about someone else. No, that's not true. What Ramban means to say is that Nidus, Eidus about Nidus, is a personal matter. It's totally begufa. It's something that relates to her. So if it's something that relates to her, the Torah obviously gives her Nemanus about herself. What's the nemanis that the Nida has? The Nida is allowed to say about herself that she's no longer a Nida. The Nida is allowed to be niveles to someone else. That's something about herself. Right? Not only is she allowed to touch taros, which relates to herself, she's allowed to be moser herself, libia, to someone else. Klapping herself, she's allowed to do that. So how can you allow her to be moser herself, libia, if you're not going to be mata her to the other person, libia? This is a dover hatoli begufa. It's a personal matter. So the Torah trusted the Nida. So the Torah trusted the Nida, Legabi herself, in the personal matter, then the Torah is going to trust the Nida about herself, Legabi the Baal too. Shechita is not a personal matter. It's not a Davar HaTali Begufa. It's not a Davar HaTali Begufa Shochet. It's not a personal matter. The Torah didn't give a special Nemanis to the Shochet, Legabi Shechita. He didn't give a Nemanis to the Shochet, Legabi Shechita, in a way that's going to affect other people. It doesn't affect anyone else. It affects the Shochet by himself. He wants to eat the meat, he can eat the meat. By Nida, to say that she's Muteres Labia, right? Legabe herself, she's Muteres Labia, but Bia requires two people. It's an act that requires two people. So this is a personal matter that the Torah gave Nemanis to Nida about herself, but that Nemanis has to affect other people. Mitosha Nemanis, Al-Atzma, she's Nemanis, Legabe Baila as well. And this is exactly what the Ramban in Yevamos writes. Ramban is the same kasha, gives a similar answer, but he fleshes it out. He says, "V'mtama v'tipshulei minida damer achmana v'safrula la'atzma avu b'shehuchzak anida nemenes lomer tavalti." Let's learn from Nida, So Zok the Ramban, no. V'shema ein biyadeha l'sakin achshav. The Ramban answers this. Ika l'meimer. Hi atzma shayni. Dirachmona hemna me'acha shehu maisa shal atzma. Underline those words. Right? The Torah trusted in either because it's a maisa shal atzma. Mitochshen emenes la'atzma v'osa maisa b'kach nemenes afilu l'bayla. Since the need is nemenes al atzma, it's a maisa shal atzma, it's a dovra hatali begufa, it's a personal matter. So she's nemenes l'gabei atzma, even to do a maisa. To do a maisa. She can do a maisa in taros, she can have a maisa bia. She's nemenes l'gabei atzma. So the Torah says that she's nemenes l'gabei the baltu. Right? It doesn't give her nemanis only the gabe atzma, mitosha nemanis, the gabe atzma, she's nemanis the gabe baila. Because she's osa maisa bekach. She's allowed to have a maisa bia, but the maisa bia involves the baal. So she's nemanis the gabe the baal as well. But from that you can extrapolate the kola tarakula, says the Ramban, because neither is an exception to the rule. Not just that efshu, you can't have edim. You can't have edim on what she's done, the fact that she's stopped seeing dam and that she's tahora, she's gone to the mikvah. No! It's that this Eidus is about a Maisa Shal Atzma. And once she's going to be Nemenes Legabe Atzma, by a Maisa Begufa, by this personal matter, the Torah gave her Nemenes Legabe the Baal as well.